The fight follows the Phoenix City Council extending protections to those who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered. Foes dubbed it the bathroom bill, saying it would let those who are anatomically male but self-identify as female demand access to facilities reserved for women. And businesses who violate the ordinance could be subject to both civil and criminal actions. Representative John Kavanaugh called that inappropriate.
What I'm saying is that if you choose to designate your bathrooms, your public showers, and your locker rooms, and the latter two are the more critical areas because that's where people are naked, if you choose to say male only or female only, and you question somebody who doesn't fit that category, Phoenix can't lock you up and say you're a criminal, and that person can't sue you by virtue of some special lawsuit ability created by Phoenix law.
He had proposed making it a crime for someone to use a facility that did not match the person's gender. But Kavanaugh settled for language to void local laws that require a business to let individuals use the restrooms, locker, or dressing room of his or her gender identity or expression. And the bill would bar lawsuits against businesses who refuse to let someone into a restroom that the owner does not believe is gender appropriate. The vote came despite a parade of individuals who said how they would be personally affected, like Claire Swinford, who was born male.
There is not enough evidence to make a compelling case that there is any risk to allowing transgender persons to use the restroom that is proper to their gender identity. There is, however, a great body of evidence that not allowing us to creates a greater risk for us.
That was underlined by Elizabeth Forsyth, who said one out of every 12 transgendered individuals is murdered. Michael Woodward told of spending the first 36 years of his life trying to live in the female body he was born into.
I'm happier and healthier now than I've ever been. And a lot of it is due to the fact that I'm no longer forced to use the ladies' room. Believe me, I was way more uncomfortable there than any woman ever was.
But Kavanaugh's measure picked up support from Noel Rosen, who owns a Phoenix computer training and repair company.
I think businesses deserve the right to dictate the policies in their establishment. And the Phoenix law took that away from us.
And Rosen told lawmakers he doesn't understand the fuss about forcing people to use restrooms that match their birth gender. But Representative Leela Alston said it's not that simple.
I mean, what are they supposed to do? Where do you go to the bathroom? Can't use the men's bathroom. You can't use the women's bathroom. And if you go in the bushes, you're for sure going to be getting a criminal charge against you.
Representative Stephanie Mock said the legislation is improper.
Honestly, I just can't believe that we're empowering individuals and businesses to openly discriminate against people and without the victims having any recourse.
But Kavanaugh said the legislation is not about civil rights.
This bill is about civility. Our society has mores and customs. And frankly, there are men's rooms, there are women's rooms. But more importantly, there are men's showers and women's showers and men's changing rooms and women's changing rooms.
And he said there's no reason a 10-year-old girl should be exposed in a locker room to someone who is anatomically male. The measure now goes to the full House. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.